Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, the heart and soul of bluegrass music, brought to you straight from Western Kentucky. Join your hosts, Tim Batts, a passionate promoter of bluegrass and live music, and Josh Williams, three-time IBMA Guitar Player of the Year and a true bluegrass legend. They talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview your favorite artists, and tell lighthearted stories that celebrate the bluegrass tradition. Josh even gives bluegrass music tips in every episode. So grab your banjo, pick up your guitar, and let's have some fun together. This is the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 53 of the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We are cruising right along, and it has been an eventful week here in Western Kentucky.
Oh, my goodness. Has it ever.
And all across the Ohio Valley, I guess, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, and it's been a lot of eventful weather, so tornadoes and flooding, and I wanted to start the show off tonight with let's just remember all of our people in this area with prayer and lift them up, because there's a lot of people that's not only lost their lives but they've lost their homes, and it's been a rough week. So
I noticed even outside the studios here, quite a bit of water.
Yeah,
right up to the house or to the studio. So I noticed that whenever I come in, I thought, "Wow."
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain here in Ballard County, but not as much as in Benton, where you're from.
Yes.
I mean, they had over 15 inches.
Over 15 inches in just 3 days.
Yeah, that's just 45 minutes away.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, it's been crazy. 15 inches of rain right there in Marshall County.
On Sunday, I read something on Facebook, and it was that Kentucky Dam had in 24 hours 242 billion with a B gallons of water had gone through the dam.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the Kentucky Lakes at summer pool right now. They was trying to hold back as much water as possible.
Oh yeah.
So luckily the river isn't going to crest as high at Paducah as they thought, but it's still like the 12th highest crest ever in Paducah, I saw, and it's just a lot of water everywhere from Memphis to southeast Missouri to, all over. So,
well, the stage down there at the amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
you have to swim out to it.
Yeah, that's all that.
Normally the water's behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't want to be doing a concert down there tonight at the Paducah Riverfront.
You know, it's serious when they start bringing out the closing the floodgates.
Yeah. Yeah, they put the floodgates in yesterday, and going to be a serious time. So, but hopefully it start receding in the next couple of days and things will get back to normal, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. So, the north end of Benton is underwater.
Yeah.
So the Ford dealership, there's a lot of small businesses down there.
Mm-hmm.
Just no telling what kind of damage they're going to have, because it's been that way now for 3-4 days, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. It's a rough way to go right now, but we do pray for everybody who was displaced and the lives that were lost. I know we lost a young man here in Ballard County yesterday in the floodwaters, and it's just, I went to high school with his parents, and it's just a sad time, man. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, bluegrass music has a tendency to bring folks together, and we will overcome. So,
absolutely,
thanks for the good Lord. So, but anyway, yep. It's been other than that. Have you had any music going on?
Well, last week I got to do the Opry with Rhonda.
Yeah.
And
what night was that?
That was last Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, cool.
And then this Tuesday night of this week, I'll be doing that again.
Cool.
So this time, I think I'm playing banjo Tuesday night.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember how to play the banjo?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. And I figure if I don't, if something happens, I'll just either claw hammer or just start strumming or something. I'll be all right.
Wow.
I should be all right. There's nothing super fast. That's what I told her. I was like, just nothing really fast. Like, don't be expecting Mule Skinner or something like that. That ain't happening.
Wow. So Zach's going to be there playing guitar.
Yep. And Zach will be there playing guitar.
So.
And I'll be playing banjo. And now next Saturday night, which is it the 14th, I believe? Is that what next Saturday night is?
Yeah, a week from tonight is 14th, yes.
Yes. I'll be a week from tonight.
Hopefully week from tonight you'll be here recording the podcast.
On the 12th.
Gotcha.
Is when it is.
Gotcha.
The Saturday. Gotcha. Saturday Night Opry.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, getting to do that quite a bit. I love the opportunity to get to play the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, obviously it's like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously I really love the chance of getting to go back and pick with Rhonda and the boys, so
yeah,
I miss those guys a lot.
Yeah. Do you find it difficult to sing and play the banjo, or is it just as easy as it is with guitar with you? You've been doing it so long.
Well, at one time, banjo was my primary instrument.
Right.
So I could play and sing, and didn't have an issue with it. Nowadays, with me not doing it all the time, I do find I have a little more issue with it.
Yeah.
But, most of the time, the banjo really needs to stop anyway when there's harmony or whatever going on.
You're just kind of plucking and
chopping. Sometimes not even anything, just kind of coming in between lines, playing a little do-do-do-do-do, or whatever. And... otherwise just kind of staying back out of the way.
Yeah.
And I always looked at Crow the way that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He would literally walk away from his mic to come around into the middle of the trio.
Right.
So, he would do some fills there, but for the majority of the harmony of the choruses, the banjo was out.
Yeah.
And he'd just do little fills.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, I was wondering about that. I know it's you've played a lot of different things for a long time, but I'm sure not doing it as often as you have with the guitar, it's got to be a little bit of a stop and think moment.
it is a little bit, yep.
Especially as we get older,
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Well, that's good. You got one shot.
That's right. I played banjo for her on the Opry back, it's been a few years ago now, during our Christmas break, because we always took December off, never played in the whole month. And but there was a couple of times when the Opry wanted her to come play. So we did, obviously, we did a couple of Christmas songs, but I played banjo for her on that.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I've been practicing, because I knew you were going to ask that.
Well, I was wondering about that. You have a tendency to not practice. And
yes,
just
I do.
It.
Yeah. And most of the time, that it does okay. Yeah. I end up, doing just fine, but there are times, when... you swing and miss. how that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's already sent you the set list and said, here, brush up on these.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just received something from her about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She telling you to practice?
Yeah, she's saying, let's see, what is Josh? Practice, 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 practice. Yeah. She didn't say that.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty awesome though that she has that kind of faith in me.
Absolutely,
that confidence.
That is cool.
Appreciate her a whole lot.
Absolutely. Well, they don't call her the queen of bluegrass for nothing, so
hey buddy, she's earned that title.
She has earned it, that's for sure.
Do you know who gave her that title?
I
the Wall not. Street Journal.
Really?
Yeah. That's who called her the queen of bluegrass, and it stuck ever since,
I wonder how long ago that was.
It was before I started working for her in 2004. So I guess they did it about 2002 or 2003.
Gotcha.
Something like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool. Well, it's going to be a great show. We've got our guest tonight lined up is going to be Brian Page, the owner of Page Capos. And we are so thankful to Page Capos. They allow us to give away a free Page Capo in every single podcast episode, as well as the Hometown Bluegrass Show radio show. If you didn't know, Well, we have a radio show that airs on the BluegrassJamboree.com, an internet radio network, that I come on every Thursday morning from 9 to noon or 10 to 1 Eastern time and just play 3 hours of great bluegrass music on the BluegrassJamboree.com. So you can listen to that online at that web address, or you can download the app and take us anywhere you go. So be sure to tune into that, and you can also win a Paige Capo in each episode of that as well. So we do appreciate that. Look forward to talking to Brian here in just a few minutes, find out what Paige Capo's been up to. I think they just moved their office or headquarters or something. I'm curious to find out the details on that. And yeah. He's a great supporter of bluegrass music. So
And a great guy.
Yeah, he and Lisa are super people, and they do a lot to help a lot of musicians in bluegrass music. So we do appreciate that. So we're going to take a quick break and talk to Brian here in just a little bit. But when we come back, we're going to let Josh fire up his old bourgeois guitar, and he's going to learn us something on the guitar, not the banjo tonight.
No,
but the guitar. You should have brought your banjo. She could have been practicing.
Yeah, I probably should have now that you say that.
But we'll be back right after this.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With two in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and four cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com.
Howdy, friends. I'm Banjo Ben Clark, and you're listening to my good buddies, Tim Batts and Josh Williams, on the Hometown Bluegrass Show. You've tuned in because you like valuable conversation about the world's best music. And if you want more good stuff like that, come on over to my website, banjobenclark.com, where you can learn how to play and purchase anything you might need when it comes to bluegrass-related instruments and accessories. My Gold Pick members over there can access hundreds of lessons for banjo, guitar, and mandolin with all kinds of resources to help you move on down the road with your picking skills. And if you're looking to purchase something, the deals can't be beat at Banjo Ben's General Store. All there on the same website, BanjoBenClark.com. Now back to the show.
Thank you, Banjo Ben. We do appreciate it. You can head on over to BanjoBenClark.com and pick yourself up some musical accessories and instruments, and even take online lessons. If you find something you love, just throw it in your shopping cart, and when you check out, use the promo code HOMETOWN10, and that'll save you 10% just from listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We've also got Banjo Ben is going to be our guest on next week's podcast. So yeah. I'm real excited to talk to him. He does a lot of really cool things. He's a pastor. He's, you know, just big in the music industry and bluegrass music specifically. And
teaches all kinds of lessons and stuff. He's very well known.
He does these bluegrass music camps, which I can't wait to learn more about. And just a cool guy. So excited to have him on next week. And I look forward to that for sure. So, got Josh got his guitar tuned up, got his Paige Capo on there, and his McEwen guitar pick in hand. And so what you gonna do for us there, buddy?
Well, I got to thinking about this song a little bit earlier and was kind of singing it some today. It's a really cool old song. I learned this from the 0044 album. This is... This is called Rock, Salt, and Nails. Hope it's all right that I'm playing a slow one here. On the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds all warble with the low morning sound. Down in the hollow where the waters run cold, it was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my bed and I see your sweet face. Past I remember, time cannot erase. The letter you wrote me, it was written in shame. And I know that your conscience still echoes my name. Nights are so long, Lord, sorrow runs deep, and nothing is worse than a night without sleep. I'll walk out alone and look at the sky. If the ladies were blackbirds and the ladies wore thrushes, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the ladies were squirrels with a high bushy tail, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails.
Who ended it on that little sweet chord there?
Yeah.
I've never understood the last line of that song. If the women were squirrels with high bushy tails, you know?
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, I'm like,
I think what he's saying is if he could, he'd kill them, but he can't. if they were squirrels, I'd shoot them. I'd shoot them with rock salt and nails, you know? It's like, not just shot.
Oh, man.
Shot's not good enough. I want it to hurt more.
Oh, man. There's a lot of people that's recorded that song over the years.
Oh, yeah.
So who do you think's the most famous recording of that, or the most popular, I guess? LRB recorded it, didn't they? Or did they?
I don't remember them recording it, but they could have.
Yeah.
You know, in the newer times, I haven't followed them like I did back in the, you know, in the early days.
Yeah.
But probably, I would say the most famous, at least in bluegrass, is probably Crow and them.
Yeah.
You know, because that was on the 0044.
Right.
You know, that's got Tony singing lead on it, and then you know, Ricky Skaggs singing the high baritone on it, mm-hmm. and playing the fiddle parts, and it's just it's amazing. It's an amazing cut. You know, a lot of people don't realize though. So in 1975. While they were recording that album, they did a little thing for KET, for Kentucky Educational Television, up in Lexington. And up until that came out, nobody knew that the kickoff wasn't Tony playing. You know, they thought that was just Tony doing the kickoff, but it's not. It's Crow. Crow's playing the guitar on that. So he's the one that came up with the... You know, that's him playing it.
Really?
Yeah. And he's playing it with finger picks. So it's
because there's no banjo in that.
Yeah, there's no banjo. Yeah. So he's playing guitar. A lot of people didn't realize how good of a guitar player Crow was.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually really good.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I've got the coolest picture of him, actually. He's playing an old Gibson hollow body electric. And he's got a big cigar sticking out of his mouth, man. It's like it was one of those things where somebody sent it to me that said, "You might be cool, but you're not J.D. Crow smoking a cigar while playing electric guitar." Cool, you know.
Exactly. That's hilarious.
And that's so true.
No doubt. No doubt. Oh, man. Well, good stuff, man. Great stuff always. And people love the videos we post on our Facebook page. So be sure and go to our Facebook page, The Hometown Bluegrass Show, and give us a like and a follow. And look up that video there of Josh singing Rock, Salt, and Nails. And give it a like and a share, too. We'd appreciate that very much. So
yeah, absolutely. Have you ever heard the original version of that song?
I don't know. Who was it?
It was a guy by the name of Steve Young.
Huh. Was it bluegrass?
No.
Was it?
Mm-mm.
No, some psychedelic rock song.
No, it's not psychedelic, but it's heavy. I mean, it's just...
Well, those are heavy lyrics.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not like heavy metal heavy, right, you know, but right. It's really cool. I mean, just even just a little glimpse of this, man. Grow old.
Wow, he's got an interesting voice.
Yeah, interesting lyrics too. I mean, the lyrics were changed a little bit, but yeah. It's so mournful, that version that he does, man. It is so. It just sounds like he is just in pain, you know.
That's cool.
It is cool. It's a great version.
Yeah. I love learning stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Brian Page on the phone. And we're going to learn about some Page capos and find out what all they've been up to and learn what all they do to help bluegrass musicians stay in tune and change keys effortlessly. So
yes.
We'll be back right after this.
Looking for expert insurance advice from a team that truly knows Western Kentucky? At Paducah Insurance Agency, we're more than just policies. We're your neighbors, helping you protect what matters most. With locations in Paducah and Benton, Kentucky, we offer home, auto, business, and life insurance with top carriers like Erie Insurance, all at competitive rates. Locally owned and committed to your peace of mind, Jared Morgan and his team are here to help. Call Paducah Insurance Agency today at 855-853-4763 or visit paducahinsurance.com. Paducah Insurance, coverage you can count on from people you trust.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Benton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry, on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at puckettsjewelry.com.
Hey, this is Josh Williams for Page Capos. The Page Capo is lightweight, durable, and quickly attaches and allows you to change frets with ease. With controlled tension capabilities, Page Capo always stays in tune. But don't just take my word for it. Page Capos is also used by folks like Vince Gill, Ron Block, Tim O'Brien, Cody Kilby, Tommy Emmanuel, and James Taylor. So don't trust just any capo. Use what the pros use. Listen to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast for your chance to win a Page Capo on every episode. Do what I do and trust Paige Capos. Order online at PaigeCapo.com.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast. I am Tim Batts along with Josh Williams.
Hello, sir.
20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year. And just thought I'd throw that in there, man.
No, thank you.
No problem.
You. That still sounds so weird.
I know. And I am Tim Batts, 0-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year. But, hey, that's all right. We just heard the Paige Capo commercial, and we are so blessed and fortunate to have some dear friends that allow us to give away a free Paige Capo in each episode. So stay tuned for your chance to win when this comes out, and just go to our Facebook page to do that. But we are so thrilled to have Brian, and I think I heard Lisa in the background. So how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought her into this because she thought she was gonna escape from this.
So. No. We're bringing her right into the fire. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, she's probably the brains of the outfit anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's definitely the one I correspond with each week whenever we send the winners to, and she's always so good about that. So now, yes, you guys just recently moved, didn't you, or relocated your office or what?
Yeah, we did. We actually moved to Otto, North Carolina, just north of the Georgia border.
Okay.
And our factory is in Irwin, Tennessee. So okay. That's where our production is. It's about 2 hours away, and we spend a lot of time over there.
Yeah.
Both places. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Yeah. That's awesome. So, yeah, you guys have a great social media presence and do a great job with your Facebook page and everything. So, you guys are so busy and heavily involved in bluegrass music. Tell me, how in the world did you get started making capos?
Okay, well, it goes back to, we started actually back in 1988. Me and my dad had a small tool shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in the days when, if you were lucky, you had one of those McKennies, that like a machine shop built McKennie. Mm-hmm. You know, Tony Rice had one and all that. And, you really couldn't buy them off the mainstream market. So I seen ads, like, I think in me and my dad had just started a small tool shop, and you know, I'm a guitar player. He was a guitar player. He's gone now, but I seen ads like in BU magazine looking to buy those McKennie capos. You know, I thought, well, gosh, I could. Can't get those anymore. I could build one of those, you know? So I kind of built, me and my dad just kind of started prototyping, and we came up with what now is the original, Paige original.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's kind of like the McKennie, and the fact that it's small and slides back behind the nut, but it has its own patent. Also the guide system is a little different on it. And so we ended up doing a patent, and started running some ads. We sold a few direct market, then picked up some dealers, then picked up some distributors, and it just kind of grew into a business.
So how long did that take from the time you guys started until it became like your full-time job?
I probably did my last job other than capos probably 12 years ago, I'd say.
Oh,
so okay. I've been making a living off of capos for probably 12 years.
Yeah.
And before that, it was just part-time on the side.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. So do you have any idea, and I may really put you on the spot with this, any idea how many capos you make a year?
We get asked that question a lot. How many did you say?
30,000.
Probably about 30,000.
Oh my goodness!
Somebody.
Wow!
Oh wow, that's impressive. That's no idea it'd be that many. That's a lot.
If I was doing it, I'd say about 30.
Yeah.
That's how we started off, about 30.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Wow. That is some serious production.
That's so cool. All made right here in America and in Tennessee, and that's so cool. You guys have so many different choices to choose from. I mean, not only guitar capos, but banjo capos as well. And so the different designs was just to offer just people a different choice, I guess.
Yeah, we have. Well, you know, over the years you take in a lot of feedback, you know. So I've had some guys that they come up and they go, yeah, I like your capo, but it's just not fast enough for me, you know. Mm-hmm. I just can't move it around fast. So then that kind of inspired that click capo with that quick disconnect. So mm-hmm. we came out with that. And it's real similar, works the same way, only has the quick disconnect on it. So mm-hmm. yeah, and then actually a lot of people don't know, when we started building capos back in the late 80s, it was more a stainless steel, small little stainless steel capo, you know.
People collect now.
Which people collect now. They had serial number in them. But in those days, it was really hard to build a stainless steel capo. It's just tough. It's just, that stuff is just hard to work, and you got to charge for them. And in those days, people thought you were crazy if you wanted $29.95 for a capo. So,
right.
Got away from that and started making more a stamped version, more economical version, you know, that was kind of the same price as some of the other stuff that was out on the market at that time.
Yeah.
But now years later, everybody is, it seems like they're starting to dig the stainless steel stuff. So we came out with the, that pro capo.
Mm-hmm.
Pro stainless steel capo, yeah. So
yeah. Well, you got such a good choice of different options as well as different price points. You know, they're very affordable, and some of them, you know, get a little more expensive for the working professional, but such good options for everybody. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me give you a little story how that pro capo was inspired.
Yeah.
Actually, years ago, back when Ricky Skaggs was hitting it big on the charts, you know, Highway 40 Blues and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I built him a capo. He had kind of a Martin guitar with a electric neck, you know, 10-inch radius. So I built him a capo, and I took it to the local, I think it was a local fair he was playing at. Took it backstage to him and gave him the capo. And I remember him asking if we could build a capo that had more like a piece of bone or a piece of tusk that laid over the strings to give more sustain, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of eliminate that muting effect. And I always remembered that. But at the time I thought, well, it would have to fit. There's so many different radiuses and it would have to fit so perfect or you get string buzz. So, but I always remembered that. And then this, the new pro capo with the inserts, you know, that the floating inserts that was kind of inspired by that,
mm-hmm.
having the harder material, except you have the separate movement, you know, so you don't have to worry about the string buzz mm-hmm. with that. So, yeah.
That's cool. Well, there's so yeah. many artists like Ricky that use Page capos. I mean, goodness, it's a who's who of musicians that have learned to grow and love Page capos for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a couple guys in Ricky's band. I think there's three of them that use our capo.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, so cool. Well, so what's the future hold for Page? I mean, you guys just moved and producing 30,000 capos a year. I mean, you see your business growing and just keeping on like you're going, or developing new things?
Yeah, we're going to try to get more automated, and we're going to come out with a Dobro capo. So we're working on a new design on a Dobro capo
mm-hmm.
right now. So.
Do you have mandolin capos?
You know they do, because you have one.
Every time I try that, I get made fun of. You know?
Like, yeah, I made the mistake of loaning Josh my mandolin one time, and it had a capo down in the case, and I've not heard the end of it ever since. So.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's people that message us on Facebook saying, don't let him pick on you about that.
Oh, wah.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to learn every scale on the mandolin.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
You can't just learn D, C, and G.
That's right.
Exactly. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, you guys are so supportive of, I mean, I know you, obviously, guitars are in every genre, but, I mean, do you agree that you seem like you gravitate towards more bluegrass musicians using your product, or is it kind of spread out more in all genres?
Yeah, I think that's where it all, because we play bluegrass music, so that's
okay.
That's just the people we're around, so that's, we tend to market that
I got
market
you.
More.
Right.
Which we did, you know, we did the NAMM show for years, and we got a pretty good Nashville base with the A-list guys. And and I guess, this last year it was on the Super Bowl. Not last Super Bowl, the year 24, Post Malone had our new Pro Capo on his guitar.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's a nice plug, yeah.
No doubt. So do you and Lisa get to play much music, or are y'all too busy?
Yeah, we got a little band. We're reorganizing down here. It took us a while to figure out where the musicians were here, but
yeah,
we figured it out. They kind of keep to themselves, and they were not at the jam sessions.
But, right.
We found a couple guys, and we've been putting some songs together, and having a lot of fun. We write stuff, and yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I hear there's some pretty good bluegrass musicians from North Carolina. I don't know.
Yeah, there's
Balsam Range or something.
Yeah, there's been a couple that come from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Scruggs.
Yeah, some Scruggs
like
guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's that?
Oh, I know it. So.
Oh, my buddy, growing up, I would talk about Flat and Scruggs all the time. And one of my friends from school was always like, hey, man, I think I've heard that Lester Scruggs guy that you were talking about. And I was like, no.
Fail. Epic fail.
Big fail.
Oh, man. Well, we love your support, and I think we try our best to get the word out about your product, and we've gotten them in the hands of a lot of people, you know, here on our podcast and my radio show, and people that may or may not have gotten them, you know, or have used them before. And Josh and I just shot a little video before we started recording tonight. And so he talked about that. So we're excited to get that out on the social media platforms here in the next day or two. And, we just love your product, man. I mean, it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, you know, just we both used it, and just, you know, super thrilled with the product. So we like to surround ourselves with good people. So,
well, thank you. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Well,
looking forward to seeing that video.
Yeah, well, it's Josh, so I mean, you know,
it's not going to be very pretty.
He's got a face for radio, so you know.
It's just Josh.
No, he's a. I think people really look up to his playing. It's amazing the number of views that our videos get because of. They just love his playing and singing, and I think it's. Hopefully, this will be no different. So.
We love it too.
Well, thank you.
Good deal. Well, thank you guys. Hope you have a great evening. Thank you for spending just a few minutes with us, and. You guys keep putting out a great product, and we will keep promoting it all
absolutely.
That we can, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right. You guys take care.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, the great people right there, and Brian and Lisa Page. And if you get a chance to go to Page Capo, that's P-A-I-G-E, Capo.
Yeah, don't leave the E off. Don't leave the I out.
Exactly. P-A-I-G-E-C-A-P-O. PageCapo.com. All their products are on there. And I was just on their website and clicked on Artist Spotlight. And you are the very top Artist Spotlight on there.
I am?
Yeah.
Really?
It says Josh Williams, and I click on read more, and it's got your picture on there. So.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, man. No doubt. I was like, whoa, look there. You're right ahead of Adam McIntosh, even. Matter of fact, you're the only two on there on the artist spotlight right now. I don't know if they changed that out or what, but
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, but anyway, we love supporting great products, but mainly, and I think Josh will agree, we love supporting good people. They're good people. So,
absolutely.
We do appreciate all they do for bluegrass music. So, well, it's been another great episode, man. Good picking on that rock, salt, and nails.
No, oh, thank you so much.
And even though you slowed her down, didn't
thank
Shad
you so
Sean?
Much. Thank you so much.
That was a good one right there, man. So,
love that song.
Yep, that's a good one for sure. So stay tuned for your chance to win a Paige Capo and a McEwen guitar pick. All you got to do is go to our Facebook page when this comes out and read on there how you can win. It's different each time, and so you just got to listen to win, and it's just that easy. So we appreciate you. It's been a good one, man. Try to stay dry. I hope you got your boat fired up to head back to Benton.
Boy, I tell you what, man, it's thank God that the water is starting to go down. So I just saw a video earlier on Facebook of the north end of Benton, and it's receding. Yeah. It's just not going very fast, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So
drive your hail damaged truck from Lansboro back through the floodwaters.
Oh man. Always my insurance is gonna go through the roof.
No doubt. Hey, you know what they say, if you don't like the weather here in Kentucky, just wait around a day or so.
That's
it's
right.
Drastically change. So
boy, ain't that the truth.
But anyway, it's been a good one. We'll see you next week with Banjo Ben. And y'all stay safe and God bless. And remember, if you got time to breathe,
you got time for music. A one and a two.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show with Tim and Josh. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook to stay connected to your bluegrass community. Got a question for us, a story to share, or an artist we should feature? Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. You can find all the details at timbats.com. Thanks for listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, where the heart of bluegrass music lives. This has been a Bats Music and Media production.